Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK, your weekly dose of solid biblical spirituality, brought to you through the medium of the unequaled music of Johann Sebastian Bach. I'm Tapani Simayoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire, on the south coast of England. As loyal listeners to Sunday Cantata will know, Bach spent the vast bulk of his working life, and indeed nearly half his entire life, as the director of music to the churches of Leipzig and the master of music at the St. Thomas Choir School of that city. He took up the prestigious position in the spring of 1723 at the age of 38, and held it until his death, aged 65, in 1750. An integral part of that job was to prepare and direct a performance of a cantata on every Sunday and main festival of the church year, bar Advent and Lent. These cantatas form a central part of what was roughly a three-hour service on these holy days, either before the sermon or, in the case of the longer two-part cantatas, on either side of it. Like any self-respecting Baroque musician, Bach wrote most of these cantatas himself. As a result, the first 3 years of his tenure in Leipzig saw a whirlwind of creative output. Starting on Trinity Sunday 1723, Bach prepared a new cantata every week for three consecutive years, and in the weeks of Christmas, Easter and Pentecost, several cantatas a week for the several days of services at those high feasts. He wasn't the first composer to do so. Many of his predecessors and contemporaries wrote many more cantatas than he did, but he was the first composer to do so who managed to produce a masterpiece every time. I have often said that this set of cantatas is one of the most extraordinary feats in all the history of music. After the third cycle was complete, Bach slowed down his output. He did so for several reasons. For one, his efforts were frequently received with less enthusiasm than he either desired or deserved by his employers or the congregations of Leipzig's churches. Secondly, the quality of singers available to him at the choir school was a source of constant frustration, especially after the appointment of a new headmaster who was much less than enthusiastic about the musical heritage of the school. And it's not unlikely that he wanted to slow down a bit, as the workload involved with new cantatas was considerable. Not only did he have to compose the music, but all the parts for singers and instrumentalists alike had to be copied by hand, and the whole thing had to be rehearsed, while all his other duties at the churches, the school and at home had to be carried out as well. And so, in his fourth year in Leipzig, 1726-1727, Bach would frequently perform cantatas by other composers, such as his Leipzig predecessors or members of his illustrious extended family. Nevertheless, he still wrote several new cantatas. Many of these new works were solo cantatas, for a single voice, rather than the usual set of several soloists and a choir. These were undoubtedly less taxing in terms of rehearsal time, and more satisfying in terms of the quality of the output, as he could count on the skills of a single, more mature singer, rather than try to whip an entire choir of boys into shape in just one rehearsal. On the 19th Sunday after Trinity, on the 27th of October 1726, the Leipzig congregation heard for the first time one such solo cantata, Ich will den Kreuzstab gerne tragen. This work, listed as number 56 in the catalogue of Bach's works, is for bass solo, three oboes, string orchestra and continuo. The author of the libretto is not known, but unlike in the work we heard 2 weeks ago, this time the poetry as well as the theology is of a high standard. If you missed that or any other episode, or would just like to listen again to an earlier episode, visit our website lutheranradio.co.uk and follow the links to Sunday Cantata's programme page, and there you will find every episode available for you to listen to at your leisure. The Gospel reading for today is the opening of chapter 9 of Matthew, where a paralytic is brought to Jesus by his friends so that Jesus might heal him. Jesus causes offence to some present by proceeding to forgive the man's sins, before causing amazement and thanksgiving to God by healing him. The libretto takes as his point of departure the opening sentences of the reading. Getting into a boat, Jesus crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. Out of this brief introduction, the poet combines the traditional metaphor of life as a voyage with a prayerful meditation on the suffering Christian's experience in this life. You are listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK, I'm Tapani Simoyoki. The opening movement betrays from its very first notes a composer who was intimately familiar with the subject matter of adversity, with its instrumental size and its melancholy and evocative setting of the text, which is translated here by Francis Brown and reproduced courtesy of the website bachcantatas.com. I would gladly bear the cross staff. It comes from God's dear hand. It leads me after my troubles to God in the promised land. There I shall finally lay anxiety in the grave. There my Saviour himself will wipe away my tears. The first section has as its central point the word Kreuzstab, cross staff. A pun on the cross, not only as a burden, a wooden beam to bear, but also the pilgrim staff that supports and guides him during his earthly journey towards the promised land, where, according to the promise given in the book of Revelation, God himself will wipe every tear from his children's eyes. But because of our sinful nature and the fallenness and hostility of this world, the experience of life under the cross is frequently painful. Bach portrays this pain vividly by setting the word on a near discordant major seventh interval at the top of a diminished chord. The mood of the music changes frequently to portray with maximal effect each line of the text. The final section introduces the greatest change of all, with triplet rhythms that seem to depict the pilgrim lowering his anxiety-filled life into the grave. Having got into his stride, the composer continues to work his palette of colors liberally, next in a beautiful arioso, which develops the allegory of life as a voyage. My wandering in the world is like a journey by ship. Grief, suffering, and distress are waves which cover me, and with death terrify me each day. But the anchor which holds me is the compassion with which my God often gladdens me. In this way he calls to me, I am with you, I shall neither leave you nor forsake you. And when the sea's raging and foaming comes to an end, then I shall step from the ship into my city, which is the kingdom of heaven, where with the righteous I, after many tribulations, shall come. The accompanying cello depicts the lapping of the waves against the pilgrim ship, which falls silent when the singer proclaims that the sea's raging and foaming comes to an end. There are two explicit biblical references. First, a quotation from Hebrews that God will neither leave nor forsake us, and then the teaching of St. Paul from the book of Acts, reminding the churches that it is through many tribulations that we must enter the kingdom of God. Now comes an energetic aria in a major key, relishing in the promised rest. Finally, finally will my yoke again have to fall away from me, and then I shall get strength in the Lord. Then I shall have an eagle's nature, then I shall ascend from this earth and run without becoming weary. If only this could happen today. These lines draw on words from Isaiah chapter 40. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The lively oboe embodies the unwearied running of the pilgrim, strengthened by the Lord. Strengthened by the promise of divine strength, the singer now takes his stand confidently, awaiting the fulfillment of the promise. I stand ready and prepared to receive the inheritance of my bliss, with longing and yearning, from Jesus' hands. How happy I shall be when I shall see the harbour of peace. The movement begins as an accompagnato recitative, with a stable chord in the strings depicting the sea becalmed by the Saviour, leading to the harbour of peace. It then returns to the concluding words and triplet rhythms of the opening aria in a beautiful arioso. There I shall finally lay my anxiety in the grave. There my Saviour himself shall wipe away my tears. As the anxieties of life are left in the bottom of the grave, the music rises from the key of F minor to close serenely on a chord of C major. The cantata closes with a four-part arrangement of the fifth verse of Johann Frank's hymn Du, o schönes Weltgebäude, set to a melody by Johann Krüger. Come, O death, you brother of sleep, come and lead me away from here. Release my little ship's rudder, bring me to a safe harbor. Those who will can shun you. You can gladden me much more, since through you I shall come to my most precious dear Jesus. This beautiful hymn verse is harmonized in a beautiful old-fashioned style, and it comes to a close on a major chord, yet another Piccadilly cadence. We will now hear Bach's solo cantata for the 19th Sunday after Trinity, BWV 56, Ich will den Kreuzstab gerne tragen, in its entirety. It is performed by the Dutch bass Peter Coy, with the orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan conducted by Masaki Suzuki. He is joined in the final chorale by Caroline Sampson, soprano, Hiroya Aoki, alto, and Yusuke Fujii, tenor. This performance is taken from Volume 41 of Bach Collegium Japan's complete recording of Bach's sacred cantatas from the Swedish label BIS. It's made available to Lutheran Radio UK by the online home of high-quality classical music downloads, eclassical.com.
auf einmal ins Grab. Da wischt mir die Tränen mein Heiland selbst ab. Da leg ich den Kummer auf einmal ins Grab. Da wischt mir die Tränen mein Heiland selbst ab. Auf einmal ins Grab, da wischt mir die Tränen mein Heiland selbst ab. Da leg ich den Kummer auf einmal ins Grab, da wischt mir die Tränen mein Heiland selbst ab. Da wischt mir die Tränen mein Heiland selbst ab. Den Frommen aus vieler Trübsal werde kommen.
Endlich wird mein Jahr wieder. Dorf. Wieder von der weichen Mütze, wieder von der weichen Mütze. Endlich wir fahren, doch wieder von mir war.
Wie wohl wird mir geschehen.
That was Bach's cantata number 56, Ich will den Kreuzstab gerne tragen, performed by Peter Coy and the Orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, conducted by Masaki Suzuki. I hope that today's episode of Sunday Cantata has given you pleasure, but more than that, also peace and hope, especially if you have your own anxieties and sufferings to contend with. I look forward to your company again next week, when we will be hearing a chorale cantata based on a wonderful hymn, also by Johann Frank, that remains one of the best-loved communion hymns in the Lutheran Church. I'm Tapani Simoyoki, pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.